This is a place where real masculinity is painfully learned, deeply celebrated, and aggressively deployed. We are committed to training you how to fight the war against all that is fighting you. This is the Dangerous Man Podcast.
What's up, Dangerous Man Podcast? How are you doing, men? Thank you for joining us today. We have back in the house.
Matt Fortin is joining you today.
Yes, let's go. Matty Boy's back from his mancation. And he is sporting the new Dangerous Man Podcast t-shirt. What's up? Looks better on you than it looks better than it looks on me. But that's because you have muscles. I'm working on those. But welcome back, bro. Missed you. I know the guys missed you. Actually, some of them reached out and said they missed you. So that's pretty cool. Glad to have you back, man.
It's good to be back.
Heck yeah.
Been on a grind. You know, that's kind of what we're going to talk about in today's episode on
yes,
how we've been working through some struggles and working through, you know, everyday life. And I think that, you know, based on our conversations, your rhythm's a little bit off. My rhythm's been a little bit off lately. And
same.
We just want to, you know, start to gain some momentum, get going in the right direction.
Yep. Today, a little different format, guys. A little more open conversation, a little more raw, a little less structured. So for those of you who are like, I need A, B, and C, well, you might not get it today. I'm just saying. We're going to have an open, honest conversation. We're going to get real, get raw. And we're going to be talking about the belief in self, confidence, self-worth, and self destruction. Not looking forward to today's conversation, to be honest with you.
Hey, we both need it. And I feel out there listening
yes,
need it. So
yes.
Time and place.
Yeah. And it's listen, this is a thing that I think we all wrestle with. Nobody wants to talk about it. But the issues of self-worth, where does it come from? What is it? How do you fuel it? You know, all these different things. And so, guys, we're going to break into that today. We're going to talk about that. And we're just going to be real, be honest, share with you, and just kind of dig up, like, hey, what are we struggling with? Why is this causing this? And then hopefully, and to be honest with you all, I don't have all the answers. Neither does Matt. And we all willingly, openly accept that. But we're trying to figure some stuff out just like y'all are. And so we're going to get to it. So let's get to it. I'm going to start with, should I start with the term? Catawampus.
Yeah,
so Matt, what the heck does, dude, look, what does catawampus mean? Can you tell me? Because I have never in 40 years of my life heard the term catawampus.
Earlier, probably about a week ago, when I was kind of in the middle of everything that I've been going through, kind of in the thick of it, just trying to get out, trying to figure out a way to keep, you know, everything in balance, everything going in my life.
Just juggling them plates.
Yeah. Got to find some flow.
Yep.
So I started hearing the word catawampus, and I've only heard this word one other time.
What word
was
it?
And I said, what the F does that mean?
Catawampus. We're going to get to a catawampus count during this episode. If you can guess how many times we said catawampus and you guessed it correctly on the how many times you said, we all said catawampus, we're going to give away a free prize, free t-shirt. Yep.
We love those t-shirts. All right. So catawampus, I had to look this up, means out of alignment or fear or destructiveness, going in the bad or wrong direction. And I think based on the conversation that Rory and I had recently, there's a lot of men out there that are going kind of through the same thing, that are going
yep,
either not on their own accord, but just something in their life is that they're struggling with that they can't seem to properly navigate. And I think that stems down to what we're talking about today is that self-worth and that self-destruction, right? Because you can build up your self-worth by affirmation from others or through these worldly things.
A lot of different things.
And you can also self-destruct yourself. Yourself.
Through equally you, as many.
You yourself can self-destruct yourself very easily. And Rory and I talked and we're kind of going through the same thing. So
same.
We just wanted to share this with you and know that we're here for you. And if you're going through the similar thing, feel free to reach out to us. Email us, whatever you need.
Email DM us Army, at
all that.
Yep. Get on the DM Army on Facebook or, and you got to ask for permission. We'll approve it. As long as you're a biological male, we'll approve it. if you're a guy, biological male, we will approve you. Just go in and request to join. We'd love you to join this great conversation happening in there. I'd encourage the guys that are already in there to increase your conversation. God is moving in your lives as well as ours. And today's episode is going to be raw and uncut, man. It's just going to be... it's going to be what it's going to be. It's not pre-programmed. Not that any of our episodes have really been like that, but we're just being raw, being real, and we're really in the thick of ours. So when we say there's a lot of men dealing with this stuff, we are currently as well dealing with it too. So just so you know, like, we don't sit here and try to preach from this platform. We try to just give you experience and what we learned and maybe what we think might work. And we're also still in the process of training because I try a lot of things and I'm working at training to be better in a lot of things. Amen. Yup. All right. So where do we want to start, dude? Do you know?
I want to start with the question.
Come on.
To the other men out there. Do you really believe in yourself? Do you believe that when everything comes down to the precipice and you have to deal with a situation, do you think you would be able to pull through? And I want you to look back on your past seasons of struggle and reflect on those and see how you came through them. Because if you're going through something right now that's similar, you should know that you yourself will... you'll be able to pull yourself through it. You, your family, whatever it is. And just know that you have it. Like, you've got it. And I think that we get so caught up in the season that we're going through, whether it's testing or whatever it is, there's something there for you to get better. Build your character. Build your self-worth. We're talking about. And those seasons are for you to grow. And I think a lot of us are in that season right now. And whatever it is that you're called to do and be a part of, I think that's what's happening right now. And I think if you believe in yourself, you believe in God to pull you through the season, you're going to end up on the other side victorious and a new man. And I think that's very, very, very true.
But you know what, Matt? I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I don't believe me. I don't believe. And see, man, that's where we get caught. That's where we get caught. Is Matt tried and was speaking victory, speaking positively, doing great. But there could be a lot of great things going on in our life, and then we turn around and we crap all over them. I'm just being real. Like, we'll get, I don't know about y'all, but maybe I'm just going to speak to me for a hot minute. Like, I'll get in this area, and when speaking about self-worth, you know, this is something that I think oftentimes, you know, we hinge it on a lot of different things, right, Matt? we hinge it on how people see us. We hinge it on our accomplishments. We hinge it on, like, what else? Like, our skills. I mean, for you guys, where do you find men, dangerous men, where do you find your self-worth? Now, mind you, I want to call a division between self-worth and confidence because I truly, genuinely believe that the two are different. Because you can fake confidence, but you can't fake self-worth. You can't. Because eventually you will always, regardless of how your confidence fluctuates, I've found this with myself, regardless of how your confidence fluctuates, you will find yourself always speaking out of your self-worth and how you value yourself. And so maybe let's get into how men value, how do we value ourselves? And so, men, I'm going to ask you the question, and then Matt and I are going to kind of go back and forth on that. Like, men, how do you find your value? Where do you find your value? And what in your life is adding to your perception of self-worth? Matt, where do you find your value? He's like, what the heck, man?
For me personally, I enjoy problem solving. I enjoy when I'm brought to a challenge that's has a lot of worth to it.
Yeah.
I don't like being brought to something that's not going to pay off, and that, like, I don't like wasting time.
I want a good ROI, little return on investment.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And during those
sorry, we're messing with each other right now. go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I enjoy a challenge. I do enjoy receiving some sort of criticism when I'm involved in something that matters.
Like during the process, before, after, does it matter?
No, not necessarily. I would just say I really don't like having criticism put on me on something that in the end doesn't matter. But I guess that's determined off of my own perception.
Right.
And then I do enjoy, you know, working and working towards a goal. And my self-worth I put on myself is from what I can produce and help others through. I do enjoy, especially at work, helping others, but it comes to a fault of my own. Sometimes I offer
the helping others comes to a fault.
Sometimes I can explain.
You gotta explain it to me. You have to explain it to me right now because I don't understand what you're talking about.
Thank you. I think I become too much of a yes man. You know, yes, I'll help you here. Yes, I'll help you there. And when at the end of the day, I really don't have time to. But I don't prioritize my things that need to get done.
I don't want to talk about this.
You asked me the question, but so you
I know. So I hear exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. I deal with exactly what you're saying. And, you know, I think over the years it definitely it's gotten better for me in as far as, like, I don't know if I'm aging out of it or if I'm just like, life is too short. I don't want to care about this. Get it out of my face. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I will say this, that in my earlier years, being a yes man was a big thing. It really was, because it was like, I want people to count on me. I want people to rely on me. I want people to appreciate me for when I come through for them. Mm-hmm. Like I, we're seeing the problem
That's
here.
That's the problem.
It's me centric. And I would say probably in the last 5 to 10 years, it has started to transition to like, I'm not the best option for you. So what I had to learn was the ability to say no effectively. Mm-hmm. The ability to turn down people's needs. And I know this is going to sound bad because they're like, well, listen, there are times, guys, where I wake up and I'm like, it's 7:30 a.m., and I have a 24-point checklist of things that people need from me. I just woke up. And then let's get to 8:30, and there's 3 more added from text messages from random people of I need that, I need that, I need that, I need. This is where I think we get into trouble as men is people do rely on you. Because you are capable, you're able, you're skilled in certain areas. Like they know you can do what you do. They know. And so, like I would liken it to this. The guy that buys a pickup truck for the first time. When you buy your first truck, here's what happens to you. Hey, I need to move a couch. Hey, I got logs. Hey, I got furniture. Hey, I got this. I got a box. I got this. I don't know what everybody sounds like a redneck, but I got this. I got that. I want to move this. I want to move that. How much dirt can I fit in a truck?
You're giving New Hampshire a bad rap. Up here. We ain't all like that. As I say, ain't.
We ain't all like that. I don't know what you're talking about up here. Hey, listen, there's Southern rednecks, and then there's Northern rednecks, and they are unique. But, man, the first time, if any of y'all out there, first time truck buyers, when you buy a pickup truck, how many new friends do you make? Oh, a lot. And they all got furniture to move every time. And it's the same thing that, like I said, I liken it to that is, you are now capable, so people will ask of you. What we need to understand, men, is our value, our self-worth is not hinged, and this is the hard lesson, it's not hinged on how much people need from us. Yes, we have to fulfill the needs that we commit to, and that's a whole nother... What about not fulfilling the needs you commit to? Yeah, that's fun. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll get to that. But like to become yes men is only to become men who are driven by everything else around you. Because if you're always saying yes, you're always doing for others. You're always, and listen, I get it. Like it's not wrong to serve mankind. It's not wrong. But there also comes a time where you can serve so much that it becomes...
You're being taken advantage of.
Or you're the one that willingly laid yourself out too far. Stretch yourself out too far. Because in reality, let's all digest this one. This one sucks. We're the one that said yes.
Like, it's on you,
right? Like we're the one that committed to it. And then we're like, oh, I can't believe I have to help this person. You said yes.
Uh-huh.
You said yes. Why? So why did you say yes? Well, I value myself on what I do for others and what people need from me and blah, you know, all those other things. So if that's where we're deriving our self-worth, then we're gonna overachieve for everybody else and underachieve for us. We're going to underachieve for us.
And at the end of the day, what's more important?
A rhythm. A rhythm. Not a balance, but a rhythm. A rhythm of a rhythm of serving others as well as, and I heard it put it this way, is every time you say yes to something else, or every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So every time, I'm just going to put it in my own terms, every time I say yes to, hey, I'm going to do a counseling meeting with, you know, this guy over here or this couple over here or this thing over here. Or, hey, every time I say yes to, I'm going to commit to doing an event, you know, at our church, whatever, and it's, you know, 6 hours. Every time I'm saying yes to that, I'm saying no to, I'm going to do lunch with my family, or I'm saying no to, and everyone's, you know, right now you're probably like, well, no, no, it's not that, you know, black and white. No, I kind of think it is. Like every time I say yes to something, the equivalent is I'm saying no to something else. And what, so this is the question that drills in my brain is, what am I saying no to by saying yes to this? And so over the years, here's what I've done is like, if I commit to this, do I have the bandwidth? Do I have the ability? Do I have the you know, the skills to commit to this? If I do, and I commit to that, what's the time? What's the requirement? Do I have that time in my schedule over this week, next week, or the month? Yes or no? But here's the problem. We go on a day-to-day basis, right? And what happens? Every day, people what?
Need stuff.
Come on, say it again. I can't hear you.
Need stuff.
Every day, somebody needs something. From the moment, men, your heads get off the pillow, you're needed. And that's a weight. That's a weight. You know, I need you to get up and, I know for some of y'all, it's I need you to get up and make coffee for me because I don't want to make it or what. I don't know, you know, if you made coffee for your wife or, like, you know, if you get up and, like, I need you to wake up the family so that they can get moving, or I need you to wake up and hurry up and get out of the house as fast as you can because you're 20 minutes behind and you got to get to work and you got stuff that's on your plate and you got to get to it and you got to move. Like, that, every time you wake up, it's there. Mm. It's there, man. And we base our abilities and our skills and everything we do, we pull all that in. We're like, that's what I'm worth. Mm-hmm. Men, it's a lie. That's not your worth. And so for the rest of this episode, we're gonna try to tackle some things to derive, you know, what is your self-worth? How do we build it? How are we ruining it? Where does it come from? Where should it come from? Where does my base value versus inflated value come from? And what is the difference between confidence and self-worth? Because like I said earlier, you can fake confidence, but you will always speak, men. Men, you will always speak out of your self-worth. And I say this because I do it. There's no other way around it. And so, Matt, I want you to take us into the realm of this, and this is going back a ways, but take us in the realm of addicted to affirmation. Like our need to be affirmed. Like you were saying earlier, like, yeah. If somebody doesn't see what I'm doing here, I'm not going to do it anymore. Come on, yeah. Can you take us in there?
Yeah.
You can.
So I played baseball in college, and I was a catcher. So everyone that played sports and knows baseball knows that the catcher never gets the affirmation. He does all the dirty work, and you know that's what I've been doing my
whole
life.
Don't you just catch balls? You don't do anything. You just catch balls, right?
That's it. That's and my current job in athletics is kind of sort of the same thing.
Also catching balls. It was a joke, sorry.
so I work with all the athletic teams and I do all the behind the scenes stuff and, you know, I do all the stuff that nobody notices. So I like I've been doing this stuff my whole life and
a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
You know, it's always like in the back of my mind, like, you know, it would be nice to be, you know, affirmed, appreciated, whatever. And
to be seen, right?
And there are the people in my life that do that. You know, my wife, my boss, my friends, Rory.
Rory.
From time to time.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's just like, dude, where you been for 2 weeks? But it's,
knock it off.
I'm picking on you.
So, you know, those are always nice. But when I'm at my best is I'm behind the scenes doing the dirty work when no one's looking. And, you know, at the end of the day, I really don't need the credit. You know, it's your flesh that wants the credit and the affirmation.
Look what I did.
You know, like, I deleted social media. I still have Facebook for DM Army and whatever, but deleted Instagram, I'm over that stuff at this point. You know, it's...
Dude, I wish I was where you're at. Not gonna lie.
That's just that's one of the things that maybe I have figured out, but...
I know, I'm retarded.
I think that's a
smart thing. So here's one thing I learned about Matt is Matt is a very strong, self-driven person. You will break your own back before you would ever let somebody else feel those burdens that you're carrying. Yeah. You would. You really would. And that's tough because you will go long periods of time without any kind of acknowledgement, any kind of appreciation, gifts, acknowledgement, affirmation. You will go through the desert and receive nothing. Even though I would say that your skills, your abilities, and the things that you have accomplished has warranted acknowledgement, affirmation, all that stuff.
Thanks for the affirmation, Rory. Appreciate it.
Shut up. I'm just kidding. All You're right. welcome, bro. You're welcome.
So the next question I have for you is, where does the constant base value come from? I think that mine just comes from, I don't know, my father, seeing him, you know, work when I was a young kid, and my grandfather, like just the prototype that they have, just always hardworking, like that still is like deep in my heart and like makes me do what I do. But other than that, like, I don't know where that constant base comes from and, like, what...
Like, the baseline of your value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what fuels me to keep going.
You know, honestly, that's a difficult thing. You know, trying to... I think for us men, where we're so performance-driven, we're so... You know, my self-worth or how I value myself is found in what I do. That's hard. Because then if what I do changes, here you go, watch this, man. If what I do changes, then that directly impacts my self-worth. So now it becomes this ballet of emotions that are hinged on other people's affirmation. And in all reality, like our entire society, myself included, Matt included, everybody, we are addicted to affirmation. Like, give me the likes, give me the shares, give me the comments, give me the downloads, give me the uplinks, I need it all. You know, we launched this podcast. We launched it, not even know what the heck we're doing. But God was like, yo, He said, yo, he's a God's a gangster, if you didn't know. If you don't know, now you know. But God's a gangster. But he was like, yo, listen, you guys got to do this thing. And he didn't give us the details. He just said, do this thing. And I'm like, I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the knowledge. I don't know about you, man. I'm still figuring this thing out. Chill. Okay. Chill, chill. But we are addicted to affirmation. Go anywhere on social media, on any platform, on anything, and you will see people fighting for clout, fighting for likes, fighting for links, fighting for shares and comments and this and that and the other thing. And, you know, we started this podcast, and I honestly, I didn't know what was going to happen. But I will say this. Apparently, we struck a nerve with something that's not being talked about, because there is over 2,000 downloads. I haven't checked recently. I was like, dude, I gotta stop looking. Like, I was looking for, I was like checking, I was like daily, I was like, how many listeners, how many podcasts? I got wrapped into that. Yeah, no, I got out of it quick. But last time I checked, we have over 2,000 downloads. It's insane. I was like, how is this even possible? And then I was like, oh, so cool. And then I was like, you know what? Just like, whatever. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to keep speaking, and we're going to keep trying to figure this thing out. Because at the end of the day, we don't have all the answers. But I don't want to have to go on social media or our podcast or on YouTube or on Twitter or, yeah, YouTube. We need to be going there, Matt. Y'all, hey, send us an email if you want Matt to videotape himself and we turn this into a video podcast. But he's like, I hate you. But, like, I don't want to be attached or addicted to public affirmation anymore. Because ultimately, like we were talking about, that is a fuel that burns quick. It burns hot, but it burns quick. It's gone. And then you have to go for the next, you know, I got to get that dopamine hit. Ooh, yeah. Give me that dopamine. And I got to go receive my likes. I got to see what this, who made a comment. Oh, I got to go on Twitter and argue with people. And I got to go over here on Facebook and, you know, tell my family, look at all the great things I've done. And at the end of the day, like, we're just chasing affirmation. But where, Matt, where does our self-value truly come from?
We were talking about this earlier, and I really think it depends where you're at. But I think instead of trying to receive all this affirmation from others, you know, looking to God and taking all that he's done for you and giving all the glory to him. Because at the end of the day, he's the one that created you. He's the one that has your purpose for your life. And I think that we fail to see and pay attention to what God's doing in our lives when we're looking to all these other things and these worldly things of affirmation and whatever. And it's not to say that affirmation's bad. You know, getting affirmation from your wife for the good job that you're doing in the home.
No, that's not wrong at all. You know what I'm saying? It's not that's healthy affirmation.
Correct. But when you're always chasing it for the littlest thing that you're doing or looking to other outlets for it, that's a
look at me. I tied my shoes today. Great job.
No, it's a very unhealthy cycle.
You know what's funny? That's how we post, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would like to live in a postmodern society when we don't live post to post and we just, hey, you don't have to post it to prove it. You ain't got to post it to prove it. Just do it to do it. Like, there's so many people doing amazing things in their inner circles, their families, their communities, their friend groups that they're not posting it. They're not seeking affirmation. And because they're going to get the affirmation from the people closest to them. And this is what, so real quick, like here's what I want to say about this is like, when, if you're looking for real self-worth fuel that will burn well, burn hot and burn long, you start with your creator, then you move out to your marriage. And then for those of you, you move out to your immediate family, so your children, then you move out to your connected family, your birth family, brothers, sisters, father, mother, all that stuff. Then you move farther out, you move out to your friends, your close, connected, I know you, you know me friends. Then you move farther out to your community. These are the circles that men, if you're like, I don't know where my value come from, I'm going to tell you guys right now, this is where we can derive our value from, as we derive it from the circles that I just told you about. And here's the thing. Yes, I can tell you that's where you derive your value from. But now you have to go and figure out how you derive your value from that. How you find your self-worth in your marriage. How do you find your self-worth in your family? And that just goes back down to men. So we talked about earlier, what do you bring to the table? What do you do? Skills, that, the other thing, provisions, blah, blah, blah. So if you really want to know, like, long lasting, I'm going to grab this mic and yell into it. If you really want to know long lasting, true self-worth, you want to know the source where you can get fuel that will move you further than you can move yourself. It comes from your marriage. It comes from, it comes from your creator. It comes from your marriage. It comes from your children. It comes from your family. And it comes from your close relationships. And then it comes from your community. That's ultimately, if you want a source of fuel that breathes fire and adds value to your self-worth, it's not from affirmation. And listen, bro, I've been a clout chasing affirmation addict for a long time. I am talking from experience. Don't chase affirmation.
And we'll leave this last one with you, man. Thank you for joining us. It's that was great a
wild
to be back.
Episode. I was so excited you're back. I'm like all over the place.
We had a good time doing it. And man, I just want to remind you that your self-worth was already paid for on the cross. Jesus already did it for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to prove to anybody. Jesus already knows. He'll guide you. He will exalt you. He will bring you to places that you never thought you could go. And with that, I don't have any scripture for you today. I encourage you men to look into some scripture on how God can exalt you in times of toughness, challenges, and just pray us out. And thank you, men, for joining us today.
Amen. Thank you, Matt.
Lord, I come to you now. I just pray over all these men that are listening that you would strengthen them, guide them in their everyday struggles in their life, and just bring them to the path that you have set for them. Help them to trust in you, trust in your son, Jesus, and just bring them to a point of where they can submit to you, Lord, where they can submit all their burdens, all their anxieties to you, lay it down at your feet, and they are able to be created new in you, a new image, that they may go out into this world and help other men and families and children, everybody in this world, Lord, that they can reflect the image of you and your son, Jesus, Lord, that Jesus is living on the inside of them, just waiting to go out in the world and be a light shining to others, Lord. We just thank you again for this podcast, and thank you for working through Rory and I. We love you so much. Amen.
Wait, and we pray all these things in Jesus' mighty and dangerous name. Amen. Hey, thank you, gentlemen, for listening to the Dangerous Man podcast. Do us a favor and for yourself. if you could, shoot us an email at thedangerousmanpodcast@gmail.com if you want to get a guest on the show, or if you just like to share your story, we want to hear about it. Shoot us an email. And then I just want to say, hey, if you could leave us a review on Apple or Spotify or whatever platform that you listen to The Dangerous Man Podcast on, we would love, appreciate, and just thank you for taking the time to leave a review. It helps us get up into the algorithms. So help some men out, throw a review in there. It takes like literally 30 seconds. We appreciate y'all, and thank you for listening to The Dangerous Man Podcast.